Courtney, we have to say more, but we can't exactly say it because we repeated it so many times that I want you to come over to my house. But I will be a gypsy. My mother's making the costume. And guess what? We entered our dog in 2 dog shows. He won 5th place in the most floppiest ears and 3rd place in the best coat. We were going to take Inky, but there was nothing of the oldest dog and the most shakiest dog. Last time we went to a dog show before we won these ribbons, they first said the dog, the most prettiest, the most goodest, and everything, but then they changed it to the most nervous. The man said to us, you would have won, but the judges changed it. He said to me, you would have won 1st place, but I'm sorry, little girl, he changed it. I hope your dog wins the next time we have a dog show. And I said, when will that be? And they didn't know. But we only won a 5th and 3rd place before. But we won a green ribbon, which is fine with me. My mother says it was good that our dog at least won something. If we were a 1st place winner, we would have got a trophy and we'd have to stay till the end of the dog show and compete with the rest of the dogs. I'm sorry I had to cut you off, Courtney. My father and my brother just came home and they're making too much noise for me to take a quick. I'd like to say more, but I just can't. I just can't say it. Kara might have something to say to you.
Courtney, I really miss you, so does my family. I hope you're feeling a lot better. Happy birthday, whenever your birthday is, and happy Halloween. And if your birthday's in October, you're just like my birthday is in October. But I don't know if your birthday's in October or December. I just want to say I love you and happy Halloween. I hope we get to there before Halloween. Love, Kara.
I wish that you still lived in New Jersey, because in Florida there's no snow. I wish that you could come back in New Jersey for winter, because it would be so much fun playing with you in the snow. And Kara, every year when you are not here or you went somewhere for winter vacation, we take my dog and we bury him in the snow and we make little houses. It's very fun, but not as fun as it would be with you. I'd like to say something to your mother. Please get your mother for me, Kat, Courtney. Hello, Mrs. I'd like to ask you something. If Courtney could come over next summer vacation for 2 or 3 weeks, and my mother says that maybe you could work out something to pay the plane fare, my mother would pay for the food and everything. We've got some of her Courtney's clothes here, but we'll try to send it to her. Or if she can come over next summer, we don't need to, because she'll take it home with her. I really thank you for listening to what I had to say, but could you please bring Courtney back here? Courtney, I hope you have a tape recorder to listen to this, but I think you just might have. I'd like to say bye. Until next time when I write or I tape record a letter to you. Love, Cindy.
And Kara, we hope you come and visit her. Thanks. We both love you.
Goodbye, Courtney. I'll write. I promise. I will write.
So will I.
But only if you try to write just once in a while, because I just love writing, watching you write and seeing your letters. Because I'm afraid that something might have happened to you if you don't get this letter. Please write, goodbye, Courtney.
Goodbye, Courtney. I wish you can come down.
I hope you can. Goodbye, everybody.
Same with me. Goodbye.
Love, Cindy.
And Kara. Hello, Courtney. How is your sister? I wonder how is Paige and how she felt about her cat being killed by the raccoon. I hope you're enjoying your new home. I hope you could just come over for 3 weeks over December so that you and Cindy can play together for 3 weeks, but only if you can. But if it's
too much and come back next summer. But all of us wish that you would come over this summer, because we really miss you, even if you've been gone just for a couple of months.